WXLK HD Roanoke.
Laughter-induced accidents are not covered by insurance. Listen with caution when consuming hot beverages for the next 4 hours.
Out!
In the morning.
Time to start your day with the K92 Morning Thing. If you can handle laughter, occasional silliness, and a good time, then you're in the right place. If not, well, you've been warned. Here's Monica Brooks, Antoine Terrell, and Chris Ryan.
Good morning. It is 6:02. It is Thursday, April the 18th, 2024. Partly cloudy, 81 today. Right now, 60 in the NRV, 64 in Lynchburg, and 63 in Roanoke. And Antoine, what is on your mind today?
I'm just glad to be here with you guys this morning.
Okay, tell us what's really on your mind. What did you do?
Here, because yesterday, guys, I had my Final Destination moment. And if you're familiar with Final Destination, it's a movie franchise where death is chasing you.
Yep. Oh,
and
no.
And you might escape death one way, but it's going to find another way to come after you. And yesterday, it was coming after me. I survived. I was driving on the highway. There was tractor trailer in front of me.
I know what you're going to say. I can picture the scene right now.
And while it was not a log truck, it was a truck that had wood on it. It shot a piece of wood off the back of that tractor trailer, and it came right into my windshield.
Oh, no.
Oh my gosh.
And it cracked the windshield. It looked like a couple of bullet holes had come into my windshield, and it started spreading. Woo!
I was terrified. Yeah, I was going to say, like, when that happens, you don't, like, just swerve around, another lane? Like, what happened?
I'm not a jumpy person.
Oh, that's good.
But I jumped that time. I turned my head. I wasn't looking at the road for a solid second and a half.
Yeah.
I turned my head for the possibility that the wood was going to come through my windshield.
Yes. I'm surprised other vehicles didn't, like, look over. Other people didn't look over at Antoine, like, oh, my gosh. You know, because that would freak me out to see that happen
exactly.
to someone.
Yeah, and I feel like, you know, when I'm traveling and I see that log truck or a truck like that with, like, trees on
yes.
it or big
uh-huh.
pieces of wood, I automatically go to that movie and I get out of the way.
Yes.
And I feel like other cars kind of get out of the way because
you move
in that
well.
Lane, there's uh-huh. in that truck, there's not many people around. Everybody's
nope.
driving by. I'm like, everybody has seen Final Destination.
And shout out to the Safe Flight guy that came and fixed my windshield.
Safe Flight Replace.
He didn't make me feel any better, though, because after he completed it, he sent me a text, and the text said, "Woo, that was a close one, wasn't it?" I'm like, come on, man. Are you telling me that my windshield could have gone and I couldn't be here?
Yeah, he did. That's what he said, pretty much.
Oh, man.
I'm glad you're okay.
I'm just happy to be here with you guys today. Thank you.
Does that make you, like, check life? Does it make you think about life, you know? Like, when you have those random moments?
It actually makes me want to live life more dangerously because I'm like, you know what? It could be gone at any second now. So I might as well live it to the fullest and just live like it's my last day.
You could climb Mount Everest now.
Well, Antoine, I would suggest you do a living will. Do you have one?
I do not.
Oh, I do. Yeah, you gotta.
If I were to die today, no one gets anything. I haven't explained any. I don't have a living will and testament.
You can't even donate to a cat.
Nobody gets nothing right now.
We're gonna argue over all your baseball caps, all your sports memorabilia.
Yeah.
You know what? Let me start. Let me open up the notes on my phone.
Yes, that's on a to-do list. Yeah.
All right. Coming up on the show today, just after 7 o'clock. I'm kind of wondering if I was being stalked by a stranger or they were. If I was stalking them, I'll explain.
Okay.
And then 7:40 covert confessions. That's where we put your secret confessions on the air.
Uh-huh.
You can text in a confession to 52353. We don't need your name and number or anything like that. Just your confession. Or you can send a voice memo on your phone to mornings@k92radio.com.
Hold on to your brain cells. Here's Antoine's random fact of the day on K92.
Yeah, we claim that money is important to us. We claim that we don't play about our money.
Mm-hmm.
If I loan you $10, you better pay me back my $10 or we got a beef. Well, that's not always the case because the number in front of me says that we don't care that much about our money in this country because Americans are throwing away upwards of $68 million in coins every single year.
That is true.
In coins, $68 million.
That is true because I had a stock full of pennies, but it was a box of pennies. And, you know, it wasn't that many, but it was enough where I could have just went to Coinstar. But I said, no. I
could have
put it in the piggy bank.
Throw it in the trash.
Yeah.
You threw that in the trash?
I did.
I have legitimately thrown coins in the trash.
Oh, no. I looked at it. And
that hurts.
And the coins, they get so sticky and just full of stuff. They stuck together. And I was like, you know what? I don't even care. I don't even carry cash.
When the coins get sticky like that, just make a small glass of water and like Dawn dishwashing detergent and just let them soak in there and then clean them up.
I know that's the right thing to do. But I looked at it, I'm like, nah, I'm not even going through that hassle.
Oh, my God.
I know.
There have been times that I'm cleaning out my car, and I don't know if that's what you're talking about, your coins are located, where they're located in, like, the little console, and somehow they do get sticky. And when I'm cleaning it out, I'm throwing away, like, receipts, and I'm throwing away, like, napkins, and I get to those coins, especially the pennies.
Yes.
I'll just grab that whole clump of them and throw them right in that bag.
It's those trash bag. It's those pennies.
I've never thrown away a quarter, like, intentionally. Mm-hmm. I have thrown away a nickel before, and I have thrown away some dimes. I've never thrown away a quarter, but everything else totally trashed.
It's the pennies. And my God.
There are so many kids that are starving that we could feed with those pennies that you threw
away. They weren't going to get them. Let me tell you that right now.
Well, they're not now because you're so rude and you're not thinking about the kids and the people that need it.
You know what? We need to have like a coin jar in here. Just keep a coin jar in here for our center console coins.
Okay.
And then we'll take them to the coin jar, like you said, and then we'll get breakfast. We'll pay for our breakfast that way.
Like, when I waited tables, I would go to the coin store. I had a book bag full of, like, change. Oh, and so gracious. I know it was heavy. And I would walk in there and just dump it all. And I had, like, hundreds of dollars in change.
I tell you what, going to that coin store is so exciting when you got a big thing of coins. Yeah. Because for a while, I kept a solo cup in my car and I just threw all my coins and quarters in there. When that got full, I'm like, I'm going to go to the coin star, and you're pouring that in there. Yeah.
Ching, 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 ching,
60,
ching,
65. Yeah. Can we get up to $70? Yes.
Wow. You really just made me feel terrible. Like, I should do that. I should have the solo cup.
He said, I should. Doesn't mean that I will.
I probably won't.
K92, Miss Monica's Hot List.
This is craziness. So, a Walmart in Missouri, they're taking away the self-checkout lanes and bringing back people.
Oh, man.
Yes. So this Walmart store, they said they're removing self-checkout lanes and they want to improve the store shopping experience. So they're bringing back staffed checkouts. So we're going backwards.
I am all about that. You know, and I think a lot of stores are hopefully going to continue to do that because there's a lot of theft.
Mm-hmm.
And now I am curious. They said they're going to bring back cashiers. Does that mean they're going to only have, like, maybe three cashiers?
Maybe.
Exactly.
And there's going to be three lines open, and we're going to have to wait even longer.
So we go
and then
back
we're
going to
be like, okay, where's my self-checkout?
Yeah, see, no, if they want to improve, because that's what you said, they want to improve the customer experience, just get rid of all, for me, get rid of all the cashiers, and just, I don't mean that because people have to work, but I need more self-checkouts.
You want more?
I want more. I just want to be in and out by myself. I'm usually not buying anything like huge.
But when you go to Walmart, like, you know, some people like want to do the family trips and they have all the big basket full of all the stuff.
You're right. I take it back. I don't want to be selfish. Bring more cashiers back.
Because you have all those carts.
I'm team y'all.
All the packed carts and then Antoine with one item and you standing behind in that line.
and when I have a bunch of stuff, I'm like, I'd rather somebody else check this out. And then I don't have the option. Then I'm like, I feel like I'm taking forever and self-checkout.
That's fair. I retract my statement.
Yes. Okay. This producer named Carol Baum, if you don't know who she has produced movies, films like Buffy the Vampire Slayer and Father of the Bride.
Okay, two classics.
Yes, and so she's commented on Sydney Sweeney. Sydney Sweeney, she was an actress that was in Euphoria, and she was in Madam Web. She's done other things. Gorgeous girl. Well, Carol decided to chime in on Sydney Sweeney and said that she isn't pretty and she's not talented.
Oh, no, she didn't.
And
no.
She went after her. I don't know why she did it, but I think that maybe someone suggested Buffy the Vampire Slayer, a reboot, and said Sydney would be perfect because I could see it. That's what I could see that happening. Well, Carol, she shut it all the way down and says that she shouldn't have a career. She's not pretty or talented.
Jeez.
Well, Sydney's rep went off on her and said, "It's how sad that a woman in that position," she said, "a woman in the position to share her expertise and experience chooses instead to attack another woman." Because, you know, women empowerment, hey, let's support one another, build one another up. It's already a lot of stuff going on in the world today. Why have that?
Yeah, so Carol Baum sounds like she's part of the old Hollywood where they were toxic. And they got away with a lot of stuff back in the day that a lot of people aren't going to put up with now. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's it. And they said to unjustly disparage a fellow female producer speaks volumes.
Yeah, it's just rude.
Yeah, so rude. Carol. All right, moving on to Katy Perry. She's going to be leaving American Idol after season 105, whatever it is.
Because she's bored?
Well, she's leaving, but she's throwing out a suggestion of Jelly Roll.
Okay.
Jelly Roll taking her spot as the next judge, which I think that maybe he will be the one to bring it back. Because Idol, You know, I forget like how to even watch Idol, where to even go. Maybe with Jelly Roll, he'll be able to promote it in a way where it spins it around.
The thing that made Idol Idol was never the singers, in my personal opinion.
It wasn't.
It was the judges.
Simon.
It was the dichotomy between the three judges where you had Paula that was super positive. Yep. You had Randy that was, you know,
Randy.
The middle. And you had Simon who was a jerk.
What a dog.
That's why we were watching.
Yeah.
To see them talk to the singers. Mm-hmm. But now they're trying to get everyone that's friendly, everyone that's nice, and it's just boring, and the singers aren't great. They don't get big deals. They don't become popular.
No.
Like, you need a rude person on that judge panel.
You know what popped up in my American Idol, popped up in my TikTok feed, and it was Sanjaya. Remember him?
I do remember Sanjaya.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah. I don't think you have to have somebody rude on every panel. No.
Someone to spice it up, maybe. Just like give a little spark to it.
That controversy brings viewers. Uh-huh. We are sitting here talking about how long Idol has been on and how boring it is. It's boring because every episode, you're getting, oh, that's so good. Like, oh, you're so... We don't have a villain. The best TV shows... They have a villain. You can't name a great show without a bad person in it.
Okay, so who's the villain on this show?
It's me right now.
I know.
And people are listening. Thank you. Good morning.
It's the K92 Morning Thing with Monica, Antoine, and Chris. And don't forget, coming up at 7 o'clock, we have a shot for you to win $1,000. So hang on for that. But right now, we have a chance for you to win a 4-pack of tickets to see the Rail Yard Dogs game in the playoffs tomorrow night at the Berglund Center. And good morning, Stephanie.
Good morning.
How are you?
I am fantastic, apparently.
Wait, hold on. Why did you say apparently?
Because I'm talking to you guys.
Oh, okay. All right. I didn't know
Stephanie.
I didn't know if someone told you, Stephanie, you are fantastic today. You be fantastic. You're like, oh, okay.
All right.
I wasn't planning to be, but I will be fantastic today.
Well, it sounds like Stephanie woke up that way.
Yes, she did.
We did, and then it just gets better, right?
I love it. I love it.
All right, Stephanie, in order to win these tickets, we need you to answer this question. Since it is National High Five Day, what is the origin of the high five? Was it A, it invented in ancient Rome as a greeting, B, originated in the sports world in the late 20th century, or C, it was a gesture used by knights to show their hands were free of weapons?
It's B.
Yes, the high five is widely believed to have originated in the sports world in the late 70s among baseball players.
Okay.
And I think it was maybe the Dodgers.
Yeah, Dusty Baker and the Dodgers. It was the last game of the season on October 2nd. I just remember because it was close to my birthday. Not that I was born then, but they did that gesture at the end of the game and it
stuck.
Yeah, it stuck.
The high
and
five.
Now it's a thing, allegedly.
Now, Stephanie, are you good at high fives? Can you nail a high five all the time?
High five, bump, whatever you got.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, she is the queen of dap.
Yeah.
She will dap you. Is it weird that I find, and I'm going to say this because I'm tall, and Chris, you might feel the same. Oh. When I high five people that are shorter than me, it almost feels disrespectful. Because, like, they are
You won't look at me as he's singing this.
They're reaching to the heavens, and I'm like, oh, aren't you a little cute? Let me just, boop. Let me just tap your hand. Like, that's
let's high five. Anybody want to high five me?
No, I'm a short one. Easy now.
See?
No, it's okay. I'll sit down before I give you guys a high five.
Look, me and Steph, we can high five one another. We're okay.
You can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not ride the roller coasters because you can't get on them.
Well, Stephanie, you got those tickets. You're going to see the Rail Yard Dogs, and you're going to see them tomorrow night.
Well, make
sure. Thank you so much.
Prepare to facepalm because we can't make this stuff up. It's time for K92's Dumb and Dumber Criminal Edition.
Have you guys ever seen the movie Weekend at Bernie's?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
One of my favorite movies of all time. I can't name a single character outside of Bernie.
Uh-huh.
But I know the movie, and I remember as a kid watching it, doing the Bernie dance. That was actually a popular dance for a while.
The Bernie dance?
Yeah, when you just lean back and you just like throw your shoulders as if you're Bernie. Well, this one woman saw the movie. She got inspired by it. She took it too far. And that's why she is our Dumb and Dumber Criminal of the Day. A woman in Brazil is facing serious charges after she wheeled her very dead uncle into a bank and tried to take out a loan over $3,000 in his name.
Okay, but you know, the thing is, was he alive? Did he expire while hitting to the bank? You know, like while rolling
Okay. Autopsy shows that he had been dead
before
then.
Okay, I just got to ask a question.
But here's the thing. So the man clearly no longer with us. But the niece kept talking to him as if he was alive the entire time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And she would lean in as if he was whispering. And she told the bank teller that he was just nervous. He's very quiet.
Yeah.
She had to hold his head up the entire time.
Oh.
She did not put shades over his eyes.
She didn't.
She really dropped the ball on this. The teller said that his skin tone looked off and that he was oddly quiet. But the woman claimed that he was just like that and he doesn't say much. So she called the cops, and who showed up and arrested the woman. The man she brought in was identified as a 68-year-old who apparently died a few hours earlier, and it's not even clear if they were related.
Okay, so she was a caretaker, and I think that was it. And she thought he had a light heartbeat.
Why are you justifying crazy?
I'm just saying
we gotta
ask the questions because maybe he had a faint heartbeat. Some people got a light.
And what's crazy about this is that this is happening more and more often, because a couple of months ago, two women in Ohio got arrested after they propped a dead guy up in their car, went to the drive-thru of a bank, and took out almost $1,000 of his account.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, this is now a trend.
You know, in the world of cancel culture and people wanting to ban things, I think we need to ban the movie Weekend at Bernie's.
Exactly.
Because people are getting all these crazy ideas.
They say that video games is ruining us. No. It is old 80s movies that people still watch.
It's the K92 Morning Thing with Monica, Antoine, and Chris. And I think I was being stalked yesterday, or maybe I was the one doing the stalking.
Uh-oh.
Totally awkward. Here's what happened. So yesterday I went to go get gas, and the first pump I pulled up to, it was like resetting, so you couldn't put your card or anything in it.
Uh-huh.
So I backed up to a different pump. And then there's a car that came around me and pulled into the pump that I was originally at that was resetting.
Yeah.
So I was nice to the guy before he got completely out of his car. I said, hey, that pump's not working.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So he's like, okay, thanks for letting me know. So then he drove around to another pump. I had that interaction with him because I knew knew who he was. So about 10 minutes later, I'm at the car wash because I go from the gas station to the car wash. I go through the car wash. I'm vacuuming my car. And then who do I see across from me? That guy in his SUV. I'm like, hey, long time no see. He's like, oh my gosh. He goes, I also needed to come here today.
Yeah.
So next, I go to Kroger to go grocery shopping. I'm pushing my basket down the aisle. I turn the corner, and there he is in the meat department, and we make eye contact.
In the meat department.
I'm like, am I stalking you, or are you stalking me? And then we kind of laughed. I said, by the way, my name is Chris. And he's like, uh-huh. Oh, I'm Jeff. I said, Jeff, if I see you at one more place, I'm calling the cops.
Oh, okay.
But it was that moment where I ran into a complete stranger three different times. It's like we had the same exact plan.
Yes.
At the same exact time. Has that ever happened to you?
It's happened to me multiple times, but it typically happens with license plate, with cars.
Uh-huh.
So when I'm making, whether I'm driving to work or I'm driving from work, driving to basketball, whatever it is, I see the same cars with the same license plates, and I'm always wondering when they see my car if they're wondering, is this person following me? Especially if we go from one place of business to mm-hmm. another place of business. We may never make eye contact, and I'm definitely never going to speak to them like you did, Chris, because I'm worried about being murdered.
Oh.
But I'm just like, this is really awkward for everyone involved.
It is. And because I often feel like I'm following people. Like people think that I'm following them.
Because you are.
Oh, I mean, and I see them in the mirror and I see like the panic. I'm like, I'm not. How do I just, you know, let them know it's okay? We just happen to be going in that same direction.
The fact that you think you need to let them know that it's okay, Monica,
uh-huh.
lets me know that it's probably not okay.
What?
You feel like you have to.
I'm not dangerous
right.
here.
No, that would make me more concerned.
Oh.
When that happens, I feel like it's the universe trying to tell me something. Like,
friends.
Is this person my doppelganger?
Uh-huh.
Should I invite them to my birthday party or what? You know, I think it's so weird how that happens, but it's also kind of cool too. It's like, for whatever reason, the universe said this person needed to be in my life today doing the same exact thing
yes.
that I do.
And there's a movie that I love. It's called The Adjustment Bureau, where it's about that. It's Anthony Mackie stars in it, where it's about the universe or fate is putting someone in your life for a particular reason.
Okay.
So, Chris, I need you to find Jeff, and I need you to figure out why fate wants you and Jeff to be in a grocery store at the same time.
Yeah, you're going to run into him again.
I guess maybe I need to be friends with Jeff.
Yes,
find him on Facebook.
So I'm kind of curious, have you ever been in a situation like that where you've ran into the same person multiple times during the day? And I would love to hear somebody, a story who actually became friends because of a circumstance like that. Geez. That'd be really cool.
Yeah, so that would be.
If you have a short story to share that's similar to mine, call the show at 540-774-9236, or you can text in to 52353. It's the K92 Morning Thing with Monica, Antoine, and Chris, 719. If you missed this hour's cash keyword, it was money, M-O-N-E-Y, money. If you want to win $1,000, just enter that right now at K92radio.com. And just a reminder, you only need to enter each code word once per day to win. And I want to say thank you to everyone who starts their day with us. I know a lot of people are busy and they're taking time out of their morning to listen to the show. And I know a lot of people wake up maybe not in the best headspace.
It happens.
So anyone who did not wake up in a good headspace this morning, I just want to say you're doing your best. We appreciate you. If nobody else has told you that they love you and appreciate you, we're telling you that. So we want you to go into work in your day with a better headspace than probably what you woke up with.
Yes, it's important to take care of your mental health. That is for sure. I tell my friends and family all the time. I said, I am never offended. If you need that time to yourself and I don't hear from you, I just want to know you're okay.
Exactly.
But take care of yourself, you know, for sure.
And one thing to never forget, it's okay to have that bad day.
Yes.
It's okay to feel. A lot of times when you might be struggling, you might be having a bad day. There's someone in your life that's trying to be helpful. And they're like, oh, no, you'll be all right. Smile. No, it's okay to frown.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay to be in a lull because you have to feel those things in order to get out of them. It always gets worse before it gets better.
Yeah.
So allow yourself to feel. Allow yourself to be where you are in that moment and just know that it doesn't last forever.
Yeah, I like to take notes of things, the pick-me-up list, the things that make you feel good. Go ahead and embrace those things, those people, places, and things.
Yeah, no, and there's a lot of people that I can see on their face they're not feeling well or something's bothering them. Then, you know, it's always nice when you see somebody in that situation say, hey, have a good day, or just do something nice for them. Mm-hmm. Just say thank you, you're doing your best. Or even it's something as simple as holding the door open for somebody.
Yes.
A lot of times a complete stranger could be having a bad day and you hold their door open for them. And maybe that's the only nice thing somebody did for that person. So we appreciate you. We appreciate you making us a part of your morning. We want to pump you up and make you feel good.
Now you have to laugh at the fact that we're playing a song called Toxic right
okay,
now.
Okay.
Well, get rid of all the toxic people.
That was not planned.
I'm not saying he's neurotic or anything, but if things aren't perfectly organized, it's a major crisis. This is Chris Ryan's OCD Chronicles on K92.
All right, a little behind the scenes info here. In our building, we need like a key fob to get into different parts of the building.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And generally in the morning, Antoine is the only one that has his keys on him. Mine are in my office.
Mine are lost.
Yeah.
Don't forget,
earlier
this week, we talked about Monica locking herself in the lobby because she didn't have her key fob.
Well, earlier I asked Antoine if I could borrow his keys so I could go to another part of the building to do a couple things.
Yep.
Well, as I'm looking at his keys, I immediately got OCD. Your keys are triggering me for a couple of reasons.
All right.
First of all, on your keychain, you have way too many keys.
Your keychain.
Look at all those keys on there.
Okay, so you do have several.
I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I have 7 keys, not including my key fob, which would make 8.
You have way too many keys.
You do.
And you have more than one ring on there, too, so it looks messy.
I do.
Yeah.
I have 2 rings.
We got to fix that.
I like to space it out.
And then another thing I noticed about your keys.
Okay, all right.
That also drives me crazy is they're not all facing the same direction. So all the grooves aren't facing the same way.
That's also true. Yep. There's one.
Okay.
Actually,
so you like mine?
No, there's a couple of them that's going opposite directions.
Monica, I don't like your keys either.
But
your keys are all over the place. And plus, you have too many of those little key tags, like your Kroger card
and the co-op.
That's way too chaotic.
Can I justify at least one of your OCD things and maybe it'll change it?
Okay.
So I like to have multiple key rings because the middle key ring is for a specific place. So these are my basketball keys.
Yes.
I want to separate them from everything else. So when I go to the high school and I need to open up the closet, get the equipment out, or get in the locker room, these keys are separated from everything
else.
And
that makes sense.
Does that help? No.
That helps a little bit. But the thing is, all your keys, they're all the same color. They all look the same. If I'm carrying around a keychain with a bunch of different keys, they need to look different. They can all be the same shape and size, but the heads of them have to be a different color or different design.
Where's your keys? Your keychain.
My keys are in my office.
Oh, your office. Okay.
Yeah. All right. What do you do with keys that you no longer know where they go to?
Throw them away.
But I have this one tiny key. It looks like a post office box key. I don't know where it goes to.
Let me see that.
It goes to a mailbox because I have two keys on
I
my.
I don't know what mailbox.
I only have two keys.
I don't know.
Because I have a key fob for my car and I have a fob to get into my apartment.
Okay.
So I have a key for my mailbox and a key to this building. That's it.
See, I have a mailbox key, I think. I don't know what it goes to either.
Me either.
But I think our keys look similar. So we have this.
I wish someone would have put like a QR code or something on it. I don't know where it goes.
Monica,
where it goes.
Monica, that big key in your chain looks like it goes to a panic room. That's what it is. Oh, gosh. Yeah, my keys have to be nice in order. They have to be in the same direction. I have to know exactly which key goes to what.
The key rules.
Yeah, no. I can't handle key chaos. Stop. It's a mess.
Why pay a therapist when you can share your deepest, darkest secrets with Monica, Antoine, and Chris? It's like free group therapy, but with more awkward pauses. It's the Morning Thang's Covert Confessions on K92.
All right, you can send us your confession via text to 52353. We don't need your name or anything, just your confession that you want to get off your chest. You can also call 540-774-9236, or what a lot of people do, they send a voice memo from their phone, and what you do, record it on your phone and send it to mornings@k92radio.com, and we're going to kick it off with our first voice memo.
Okay, so my confession is that when I drink and I like to have a good time, say if I get drunk, right? People think that I'm a really angry drunk because I just tell people how it is. But really, I know what's going on, and this gives me a little bit of relief that I can tell people what I really think of them and still get away with it because they're like, oh God, she's just drunk. She drank too much. She doesn't actually mean it. You know, don't listen to her, but I know exactly what I'm saying and it feels so good.
Oh, and we know.
She's just mean. She's that toxic friend that you should cut out of your circle if you can figure out who she is.
They always say when people get, you know, a little tipsy, they tell the truth.
Well, and I was going to say, I think sometimes, you know, We all have filters, and sometimes drinking gets rid of those filters. Mm-hmm. The mean drunk, if they're legitimately just a mean drunk, still the worst person to drink with.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, because they were ruined every single night. She sounds like she ruins every day.
Yes, yes, for sure. Oh, we have some texts at 52353. One text that came in says, I'm a nurse, and my sister's best friend's husband came into the clinic I worked at last year for STD testing. Paid with cash, gave a fake address, and admittedly couldn't tell a single person, her or anyone I know. She and I were close. She's been with my, she's made my friend's birthday cake, my kid's birthday cakes for years, and I literally cried and just knowing how horrible of a secret it is. So it's awful. And karma will get you.
It definitely will. Another text that came in to 52353. As a wedding planner, I love asking the couples to choose between very similar things. For example, napkins that are similar shades of white. You can tell which couples will survive through this simple experiment. This has proven true with 5 couples that have gotten divorced within 2 years.
I think we could do a segment on the show that's just having wedding planners call into the show and just tell us some great tea.
Oh my goodness. Yes, without a doubt.
All right, and we have another voice memo here on the show.
Here's a confession. When I'm driving in traffic and someone wants to merge in front of me, I kind of check them out real quick, and I look at their car for any crazy bumper stickers or if it's like one of those electric vehicles, and I basically just make a quick decision on whether, you know, I like the person, and if I do, I'll let them merge, and if not, there's no way.
Judging a car by the bumper sticker. Yeah. I do that. If you have bumper stickers on your car, I think less of you. I judge every person by their bumper sticker.
They're trying to save the earth.
I don't care your kids on honor roll.
Yeah, I know. Keep it to yourself. To say. That's a proud mom moment.
But they have all the little stick figures. That's all right.
I know. I want to run them all over.
All right. We got more covert confessions on the way. Plus, we have a caller standing by.
I can't stand my parents, and I don't want anything to do with them anymore.
All right, we're going to find out what's going on in the next 5 minutes. Hang on, we'll be back.
Why pay a therapist when you can share your deepest, darkest secrets with Monica, Antoine, and Chris? It's like free group therapy, but with more awkward pauses. It's the Morning Thangs Covert Confessions on K92.
All right, we have a caller standing by with a confession, but first we got a couple more text messages. The first one here, angry that my 7-year married husband promised his life to a dating app bimbo after 4 weeks of a breakup. So I used his Kroger fuel points and got 20 cents off per gallon. He leased a house with her 2 streets over from me and I could die. She was behind me at a stoplight this morning, so I flipped her off.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness. Once again, I said, you know, don't even worry about it. Let the universe handle it. Another text that rolled through says, my mom has always nagged about the cleanliness of my home, so now I pay someone to clean my house before she comes to town to visit. I let her think I cleaned it myself and feel happy when she compliments me.
Yeah, let her mind her business. Doesn't matter as long as it got done. No matter who does it.
It looks good.
I pay my cousins to clean up all the time.
She's like, I taught you well. All right, let's go to our caller. Good morning. What's your confession?
I can't stand my parents, and I don't want anything to do with them anymore.
Wow, that's a bold statement. Give us more on that.
Yeah, so, well, I mean, I'm 30, so I don't live at home or anything like that. I'm an only child.
Okay.
And, you know, my entire life, I never really felt like my parents cared about me. I know that's harsh, but that's just how I feel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, they never went to any of my baseball games as a kid. They never went to my school plays. And worst of all, they didn't go to my high school graduation because my dad had to go out of town for work. That makes sense. But my mom wanted to go along with him because it was Las Vegas.
What?
Oh, my gosh.
So she opted for a vacation instead of going to my graduation.
That had to sting. I would be mad for a long time about that.
Yeah. I mean, that's pretty much like par for the course as far as my childhood goes. You know, like both my parents, they were alcoholics, essentially, and my father had a gambling problem. It all came to a head a couple of weeks ago because I now have a good job. I make good money. My mom called and she asked me for $5,000.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, yeah, she said because of obviously alcoholics and gambling problem, that doesn't really work well for people, especially with their finances and they're behind on their bills. And I told them no.
Good for you.
It's my money. I earned it. They haven't done much for me in my life. My dad called me up after that conversation with my mom and start screaming at me, telling me I'm so ungrateful and I owed them for everything that they've done for me over the years. They haven't given me anything or ever made me feel loved.
I'm sorry.
So I changed my phone number. I blocked them on all my social media. I haven't talked to them since, and I don't plan on speaking with them again. I'm at the point in my life where I have a few close friends. I love them. They love me. And that's all I need.
That's right.
I'm going to give a round of applause for that. I know that's harsh, but I feel like that's the step you need to take because your past relationship has been nothing but toxicity.
And I've tried, you know, as an adult, I've tried to let's reconfigure this. Let's see if it can work. Still, it's all about them. It's on their terms. So no more.
Yeah, and I'm sure this was very difficult for you to deal with, to process. So we appreciate you getting it off your chest here with us, and we are just wishing you the best.
I appreciate it.
All right. Well, man, that was tough.
Yeah, that's a tough thing to hear right there.
All right. So we want your confession, though, on the next episode. So you can do that by texting 52353. You don't need to include your name and number, just your confession. You can also call 540-774-9236 or send us a voice memo from your phone to mornings@k92radio.com. It's Covert Confession. It's the Morning Thing with Monica, Antoine, and Chris getting you in to go see L. King live at Dr. Pepper Park with Wordplay. And good morning, Jen.
Good morning.
How are you?
Doing great. How are you?
We're doing good. I'd say on a scale of 1 to 10, I'd say we're like a 9. Would you say that? Can I speak for you two?
Oh.
I mean, I'm a 9. Mentally, I think I'm around like a 6.5. I'm exhausted.
Yes, I feel you on that exhaustion.
My brain did not let me sleep last night. Mm-hmm. So I'm using Jen's energy right now to pick myself up.
Okay.
So, Jen, you're responsible for the rest of the show for me personally. You're in charge of it from now on.
She's like,
okay,
uh-oh.
I'll do my best.
Look, Antoine, Jen did not wake up and think that was going to be her job today. I'm not sure she's going to accept it.
It's too late. I've already designated that job to her. All right, Jen, you have to decide. And we've kind of given you a barometer on how you might want to pick. Who do you want to partner up in wordplay, myself, Monica, or Chris?
I'm going to go with Monica.
All right.
Let's do it. We have sent Monica off to the soundproof chamber, and I'm going to give you a word, and then I want you to predict what you think Monica is going to say when we give her the same words. The first word is river. What do you think Monica is going to say?
I'm going to go with riverboat.
Riverboat? Okay.
The second word.
She's a gambler.
All right.
The second word is book.
Bookshelf.
Bookshelf. That's a good one.
Breakfast.
I'm divided here. It's I can't give you two, right?
Nope, only one. Which one is your heart saying?
All right, I'm gonna go with Breakfast Club.
Breakfast Club. All right, well, that's a good one. I don't think Monica's gonna say that at all. I'd be very surprised. But that's all right, you got more words.
Computer.
Computer mouse.
Computer mouse. Okay, that computer's a tough one because there are so many that can go there.
Mm-hmm. I was thinking of computer chip, computer bag.
Yeah.
All right. Last one's always a name. Kevin.
Spacey.
Kevin Spacey. House of Cards. One of my favorite shows. That was on Netflix. All right. So Chris is going to get Monica out of the soundproof chamber. You need 2 out of 5. I think you can do it. I don't think Breakfast Club is going to be one of them. But that's okay.
And if Breakfast Burrito was my other one.
Yeah, I probably would have went there.
But I didn't say it.
We're going to find out, though. I could be wrong. I do not know Monica as well as I pretend to. So, Monica, we were debating on if she gave a good answer for one of them.
Okay.
Or if she should have went for a backup. So we'll find out when we get there.
All right.
All right. Monica, the first word is river. What do you think Jen said?
River. River. Okay, being in the country, I think a river and maybe a boat.
Being in the country made you think of a river boat.
River boat.
All right. Jen, what did you say?
River boat. I was thinking of gambling, though, Monica.
You thinking about what?
Gambling.
I was thinking about gambling.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Listen, being in Monica's life, you're gambling every single day. We're being honest here.
All right. The next word is book.
Book. Huh? Do I want to go bookworm, bookshelf? Bookie. Oh, let's see.
We're
gambling. Okay, Monica said bookie because she's got one on speed dial.
Hey, I'm going to go bookshelf.
Bookshelf is the one you went with. Uh-oh.
What?
You hear that glee in Jen's voice. Go ahead, Jen. What did you say?
Bookshelf.
Oh! Okay, so you already won, but can we keep on playing?
I mean, we have to
let's
now.
Continue the game.
You're 2 for 2.
All right.
All right, the third word was breakfast.
Oh, okay. Breakfast meal, breakfast bar. I'm going to go with breakfast bar.
This is the one that we were debating on if Jen gave a good answer for the first or second choice.
Oh.
It was neither. Jen, what did you say for breakfast?
I went with Breakfast Club.
Breakfast
but I was
Club.
Toying with burrito.
Okay.
Monica said breakfast bar. That was a terrible
breakfast
answer.
How is that a terrible people answer. Have a breakfast bar?
What was the next word, Chris?
Computer.
Computer chip.
All right. What did you say, Jen?
I said mouse.
Woo, it's a good thing you guys got that first two.
And on the name Kevin, and I will give you a hint, it's not
give her a hint. The game's already won. Let's see if Monica can genuinely get it.
Okay, all
right. But it's not the first Kevin that's going to come to your mind.
Stop giving hints.
Well, now that Kevin's erased. So it's like, okay, that Kevin's gone, so I'm going to go Kevin, because I was going to say Kevin McAllister. Kevin Spacey.
Kevin Spacey is, and see, we have to give her credit, even though she wouldn't have said it had you not given a hint. Jeez.
Well, that's all right. You got the tickets. You got a pair of tickets to see Elle King. She's going to be at Dr. Pepper Park Thursday, June the 20th. Got them from K92.
Amazing. Thank you, guys.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you for listening this morning.
Mwah.
Hashtag good news, hashtag all the feels. It's Antoine's good news story of the day on K92.
And I have to say, to start off by saying shout out to Monica Brooks, because yesterday, Monica made us aware that April is Child Abuse Prevention Month.
Mm-hmm,
and
that's
you even told us about a pretty cool event that's going down today.
Yes, so Children's Trust, they have an event called Blooming with Hope that's happening today on Franklin Road at 1809 Franklin Road, by the way. So basically, you plant one pinwheel to honor every child's voice. So they want to raise awareness, and you can help out and donate as well. So they have all the information at roact.org. So that's roact.org.
And whether it's you or someone in your life, we all have some connection to a child abuse story. Mm-hmm. So take advantage of this opportunity to do something good, like this teenager is. This teenager is holding a stuffed toy drive to fight child abuse. Here is Kenny, who is 17 years old, talking about it.
It's security. It also provides a sense of safety, making sure that they have enough stuffed animals for every child. If not two for every child, is really important and really shows that kid that they're cared for and that they are not the ones in the wrong. That really is why this sort of hits home for me. It's because I know what my family member went through and I know how hard it is.
Yeah, so what Kenny is doing, he is asking people to send stuffed teddy bears to him, and he is donating them to a nonprofit called the Davis House Child Advocacy Center that works with abused children. And his goal is to make sure that every child there gets to take at least one stuffed animal home with them as a reminder that they are loved, that they are cared for when they are in some of their deepest, darkest moments.
It's really important to show, you know, especially these littles. A lot of kids in our area are going through some stuff, and you would have no idea whether it's just like lack of food, lack of love, like all of it. And so we need to protect our neighbors, you know?
Yes. Do we need to take a morning show trip to Build-A-Bear and Build-A-Bear and send it?
I mean, we could.
I mean, we definitely could send the K92 bear for him. But yeah, so.
I love going to Build-A-Bear as an adult.
But yeah, so April is Child Abuse Prevention Month. Monica just shared something cool that's going down. So, you know, just be one to help one. It's your K92 Morning Thang.
The K92 Morning Thang.
Hot potato, hot potato. Hot potato, hot potato. Hot potato.
We're gonna play a little hot potato, and by we, I mean Monica versus Chris. It is hot potato, the verbal hot potato, where I'm gonna give you guys a category, and you have to go back and forth naming correct items within that category. I'm the judge, so I will determine what is correct and what's incorrect.
You know, one time we're gonna have an actual hot potato. We're gonna go to Wendy's and get a baked potato.
Are you gonna hand it to each other? Because I've seen you throw.
Oh.
And I'm just worried about Chris's face if you're the one that's throwing it.
It's like toss.
That's why we give Monica the t-shirt gun at the Rona Rail Yard Dog game. Just to make sure. But yeah, so what's going to happen is I'm going to give you guys a category. I'm going to start a timer. Mm-hmm. You're going back and forth, naming things within that category. The last person to give me the last complete answer before the timer goes off will get a point for that round. First two 2 points wins. Are you guys ready?
Ready.
Yep. All right. And these categories aren't connected to each other. They're just random things that popped in my head. Chris, we're going to start with you. Give me things that you can put batteries in.
Remote control.
Adult toy.
Yeah, I knew that was coming.
Yep, gotta get that out.
A phone.
A teddy bear, like a talkie.
A computer.
A walkie-talkie.
How about a portable fan?
Hearing aid.
How about a diffuser?
How about a diffuser? There's a point for a diffuser. What were you about to say, Monica?
I don't know.
All right, that's 1 point for you, Chris. Monica, you need a point in this round to force a tiebreaker. It's a creative category. This is where you excel, Monica.
Maybe.
Give me places that you hate running into people that you know. Go.
Doctor's office.
Grocery store.
A parking lot.
A bathroom.
Yeah, that's worse.
Okay, in a random hedge. Why are you in a hedge?
Why are you in a hedge?
Don't ask questions like that.
That's a whole other subject we should be talking about.
Monica's stalking out there.
How about a at the park?
Okay, at the bank.
Go ahead. You want to ask me a question about the hedge before you get to the last one?
You know, sometimes you have to run, and then you're hiding by a hedge, and you look over, you're like, why are you right here?
Why am I running?
This was years ago.
And then why am I hiding behind the hedge?
We'll talk about that later.
When
that
was the
years
last
ago.
Time you had to hide in a hedge?
I hurt my big toe having to run at this event. Yeah, so anyway, this is a long time ago.
I don't think Monica can legally tell us the last time she was hiding in a hedge. All right, here we go. Tiebreaker round. We are starting with you, Chris. Line dances. I need different kinds, you know, like the wobble and stuff. I need different kinds of line dances. Go.
Wobble.
Achy breaky.
Cupid shuffle.
Electric slide.
Cha-cha slide.
The dance in the name of love dance.
Nope.
The R. Kelly, we don't dance anymore to it.
Nope.
Step in the Name of Love.
There you go.
Oh, shoot.
The Soulja Boy.
Yep.
Okay, all the TikToks? The Gritty.
Nope. Yeah. You said the Gritty, right? Uh-huh. And you said, yes, I'm gonna give you the credit. Yes, it's Step in the Name of Love. I'm not going to let you just make up names.
Oh, what? I thought that was close enough, you know?
It wasn't.
Oh.
Teddy Swims, Lose Control, your K92 Morning Thing.
It's the K92 Morning Thing with Monica, Antoine, and Chris at 9:45. And I want to give a shout out to Make-A-Wish Greater Virginia because last weekend they had the Trailblazer Challenge. That's an endurance hike. I think it's like 18 miles through Shenandoah National Park.
Okay.
Well, they raised $120,000 this year. That's double from last year.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah, yeah.
Thanks to everyone
awesome.
Who helped out and participated in all that hiking.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Nice. You want to participate tomorrow because at 6:40, we want to send you to the second round playoff game with the Rolling of Frailyard Dogs.
It's a big deal because they wanted to get that the cup. I was going to say the Stanley Cup. Like, that's not it.
I mean, that's hockey, though. So yeah. You're close.
But yeah, they want to get that cup, so you want your chance at that at 6:20 tomorrow. Yeah.
And we got more tickets to see El King tomorrow morning at 8:20.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So make sure you are here for your chances to win. Be a part of the K92 Morning Thing. But before we get out of here today,
we have the Morning Thing Nuggets. Life is funny. Things change, people change, but you stay the same. Stay true to yourself and never sacrifice who you are for anyone.
You be you.
You be you.
That's what I heard right
there. Make no apologies for it.
Freddie Mac is going to be on K92 coming up a little over an hour at 11 o'clock, giving you your next chance to win $1,000 with the K92 cash grab cut code word.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to do that at 11 o'clock. I know. It was like all the remixes right there. So, yeah, make sure you're here at 11 o'clock for your chance to win $1,000. Brand new episode of The Thing tomorrow morning. Peace.
Toodaloo.
Later, Gator.
The K92 Morning Thing. Hear more at K92radio.com.